Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of October 31st, 2021, and it is entitled Living as Children of God. It's taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 20, and I will be reading through this passage from the Amplified Bible as I go through the message. The call to worship is from Psalm 89, verses 8 and 15. Lord God Almighty, none is as mighty as you. In all things you are faithful, O Lord. How happy are the people who worship you with songs, who live in the light of your kindness. Amen. Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul while in a Roman prison to Christians in and around Ephesus. Listen to Eugene Peters' introduction to this letter. What we know about God and what we do for God have a way of getting broken apart in our lives. The moment the organic unity of belief and behavior is damaged in any way, we are incapable of living out the full humanity for which we were created. Paul's letter to the Ephesians joins together what has been torn apart in our sin-wrecked world. He begins with an exuberant exploration of what Christians believe about God, and then, like a surgeon skillfully setting a compound fracture, sets this belief in God into our behavior before God so that the bones, belief and behavior, knit together and heal. Once our attention is called to it, we notice these fractures all over the place. There's hardly a bone in our bodies that has escaped injury, hardly a relationship in city or job, school or church, family or country that isn't out of joint or limping in pain. There is much work to be done. And so Paul goes to work. He ranges widely from heaven to earth and back again, showing how Jesus the Messiah is eternally and tirelessly bringing everything and everyone together. He also shows us that in addition to having this work done in and for us, we are participants in this most urgent work. Now that we know what is going on, that the energy of reconciliation is the dynamo at the heart of the universe, it is imperative that we join in vigorously and perseveringly, convinced that every detail in our lives contributes or not to what Paul describes as God's plan worked out by Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in Him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Eugene Peterson. As we continue our look at Ephesians today in chapter 5, verses 1 to 20, Paul reminds us of what we know about God as His adopted children and our part in God's long-range plan to bring everything together in Christ. Now, in doing so, Paul also calls us to live lives which reflect our new parentage, not our old one. Let me begin a couple of verses into Ephesians 4, 31, and then I'll go to chapter 5, verse 1 from the Amplified Bible. Paul writes, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault-finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, spitefulness, and verbal abuse. Be kind and helpful to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Therefore, become imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example, as well-beloved children imitate their Father." Amen. Knowing you are loved, deeply loved, can make all the difference in your life. A college professor had his sociology class go into a Baltimore slum and get case histories of 200 young boys. They were asked to write an evaluation of each boy's future. 25 years later, another sociology professor came across this earlier study. He had his students follow up on the project and see what had happened to these boys. 20 boys had moved away or died. 17 of the remaining 180 had achieved more than ordinary success as lawyers, doctors, and businessmen. This astonished the professor, and he decided to pursue the matter further. All of the men were in the area, and he was able to ask each one, "How do you account for your success?" In each case, the reply came along with feeling. There was a teacher. Now, as it turned out, this teacher was still alive, so he sought her out, and he asked her, what was the magic formula that she had used to pull these boys out of the slums into successful achievements? We're told the teacher's eyes sparkled and her lips broke into a gentle smile. "It's really very simple. I loved those boys." Wow. It may only take one person who believes that you are worthy of their love to change your life. Now, knowing you are loved by God and under His constant, watchful, loving care, as we read in Psalm 139, should change your life and also how you show care for others. Paul begins chapter 5 by calling us to imitate God as dearly loved children. Picture a child who so much wants to be like their dad or mom that they do everything and copy them. For example, a young boy in the bathroom next to his dad pretending to shave just like his daddy is doing. Do you appreciate you are deeply loved by Almighty God and are one of His precious children? Paul says, let this fact lead you in love to want to copy your heavenly daddy and live like him. The verses which follow show us how to do this. First of all, he says we're to walk in love. And he gives two ways to do that. Walk in love, Ephesians 5, verses 2 to 7. We do this, first of all, by following Christ Jesus' example. By following Christ Jesus' example. Let me read verse 2. Paul writes, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. We are to imitate God by following Jesus' example of sacrificial love, how he loved us and gave himself for us. Yes, we are to love God, but we are also to show this Christ-like love to others, seeking their best, not just what benefits us. I encourage you, read this verse over again. This is not easy. We cannot do this without submitting ourselves to God and allowing His Holy Spirit to love others through us. So we walk in love first by following Christ's example of love, and secondly, in verses 3 to 7, by rejecting sin and its focus on self. By rejecting sin and its focus on self. Verses 3 to 7 in the Amplified Bible say, but sexual immorality and all moral impurity, indecent, offensive behavior, or greed must not even be hinted at among you, as is proper among the saints. For as believers, our way of life, whether in public or in private, reflects the validity of our faith. Let there be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse, obscene, or vulgar joking, because such things are not appropriate for believers. But instead, speak of your thankfulness to God. Be sure of this, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for that one is in effect an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. For such a person places a higher value on something other than God. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments that encourage you to sin. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, those who habitually sin. So do not participate or even associate with them in the rebelliousness of sin. The sins Paul's list focus on, pleasing the self, which is opposite to the selfless love of Christ that we are to reflect. They are contrary to who we are as children of God and some of the very reasons for God's coming judgment. Therefore, we are to have nothing to do with them. Examine your heart before God for these things, we see in verses 3 and 4. Work to rid yourself of them and put on Christ Jesus. Fill your mind with thoughts, words, and actions which put the needs of others before yourselves. You can look at Philippians 2, 3 to 8 for a similar focus. So first, Paul says we're to walk in love, how we show and reflect our Daddy, our Heavenly Father. Secondly, walk in the light, Ephesians 5, 8 to 14, walk in the light. We do this first by behaving towards others as Jesus would. Verses 8 to 10 say, "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Live as those who are native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the results of light consist in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn by experience what is pleasing to the Lord and letting your lifestyles be examples of what is most acceptable to Him, your behavior expressing gratitude to God for your salvation." Here we are again reminded of what we were and where we are now because of God's life-changing grace. We were darkness. Now we are light in the Lord. Notice we didn't just live in darkness, but because of sin, darkness lived in us. We were darkness. Paul reminds his readers, as you receive Jesus as your sin forgiver and life leader, you are light in the Lord. Therefore, live like Jesus. Walking as children of light means reflecting Jesus' goodness, Jesus' righteousness, Jesus' truth to others through how you live. And this can only be done by being in moment-by-moment dependence upon Jesus. So we walk in the light by behaving towards others as Jesus would, and secondly, by living Christ-lit lives which show the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of sin. Verses 11 to 14. Living Christ-lit lives which show the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of sin. Let me read verses 11 to 14. Paul writes, "Do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness, but instead expose them by exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. For it is a disgrace even to mention the things that such people practice in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light of God's precepts. For it is light that makes everything visible. For this reason, he says, 'Awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light.'" Christian, if you are trying to live a Jesus-led life by walking in His light, People around you will notice that something is different about you and will try to figure out why. They may even tease you for your boring weekends because you are not filling your life with the things that captivate theirs. Their spirit is dulled and needs to be awakened from the stupor of sin. However, some whom the Holy Spirit is awakening will notice your life seems freer, happier, and in the end, much less complicated than theirs, and wonder why. When the question arises, the Holy Spirit is showing you He is working in their heart. Tell them how God brought you out of darkness and into the light of His goodness. Now this leads us to our next point. Paul calls us to walk in wisdom. First of all, by making full use of the time God has given us. Verses 15 and 16. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of every opportunity, and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Ephesians 15 and 16. So making full use of the time God has given you. Wise living is demonstrated in doing this. This is because we know that an opportunity to represent Jesus may not be present for long. So we take them when they come. This is what Jesus did. To paraphrase him, he says, I see my Father at work and I join him. You can see this in John chapter 5, verses 17 and then verses 19 and 20. Walk in wisdom by making the most of every opportunity the Lord gives you. Also, we are to walk in wisdom by replacing the world's wisdom with the Lord's wisdom. We can see this in verses 17 to 20. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What passes for wisdom in this sinful world rejects the authority of God and focuses on what brings comfort to oneself. Paul urges these young believers to resist the temptation to fall under the influence of the spirit of alcohol and instead to give themselves to the life-changing control of the Holy Spirit. This is careful, wise living. The Holy Spirit controlling one's life is seen through the life-changed attitude of someone who has learned to praise God, encourage others, and be thankful in all circumstances. If what we know and believe about God has truly taken root in our hearts, then it must impact how we live and interact with our world. This is the nature of God's truth. We're told that it will not return void. It is going to be at work. As children of God, a God who loved us so dearly as to give Himself for us, we are to live lives worthy of the calling that we've received by imitating Him. Walk in love as God is love. This world is a dark place because of sin. Walk in God's light, making use of every opportunity to represent Him. Don't dabble with the world's wisdom. Walk in God's wisdom and be guided by His Spirit. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Go forth joyfully. God is with you. Bring peace and hope to all you meet. And may God's eternal love shine through you always. Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.